This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran's chief negotiator says Tehran's delegation and six world powers will on Sunday adjourn talks on reviving their 2015 nuclear deal and return to their respective capitals for consultations as remaining differences cannot be easily overcome. He told Iranian state TV from Vienna, quote, "We are now closer than ever to an agreement, but the distance that exists between us and an agreement remains, and bridging it is not an easy job." He says negotiators will return to Tehran later Sunday. It's unclear when formal talks will resume. A hardliner, Ibrahim Raisi, won Iran's presidential election on Friday and will take office in early August, replacing Hassan Rouhani. But this is unlikely to disrupt Iran's effort under Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has final say on all major policy, hoping to restore the nuclear pact and remove tough U.S. oil and financial sanctions. Negotiations have been going on in Vienna since April to work out the nature and sequencing of steps Iran and the U.S. must take on nuclear activities and sanctions to return to full compliance with the nuclear pact. Washington, under then-President Donald Trump, bolted from the deal in 2018, branding it as too flawed to remove the risk of Iran developing nuclear weapons and reimpose sanctions on the Islamic Republic. Iran has since breached the deal's strict limits on uranium enrichment, though it has said its moves would be reversed if the United States rescinded all sanctions. Israel on Sunday condemned Raisi's election and said it would be, quote, "a regime of brutal hangmen," with which world powers should not negotiate a new nuclear accord. Raisi has never publicly addressed allegations around his role in what the U.S. and human rights groups have called executions of prisoners in 1988. This is VOA.